Some big poll news to tell you about. Donald Trump pulling way, way ahead of Ron DeSantis. We're going to get into that. Plus, what the heck are these Democrat strategists doing working for the Chinese for TikTok? It turns out David Plouffe, you remember the Obama guy, he was actually hired to prep the TikTok CEO so he could go in front of Congress. What are these guys, total traitors? We're going to get into that. And as we learn more and more about this hugely unfortunate, just devastating situation in Tennessee, I think we need to be very clear on something. Violence is absolutely, positively unacceptable, regardless of what someone thinks of a transgender or not. The kind of rhetoric that we are now seeing from this community is directed at anyone who maybe isn't fully tolerant of them. Somehow, this is Antifa-like stuff. Somehow violence is the answer. I don't think so. This is going way too far. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. I am Trish Regan. Forgive any audio challenges we are having today. I'm actually on the road. It's an important time, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Oh, and I haven't even mentioned the reparations situation yet. Apparently, $5 million per person is not going to quite do it. Oh, and now the latest is the U.S. Census wants to know whether or not you are a descendant of slaves. Portions of the program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. Go to LegacyPMInvestments.com to find out about investing in gold or silver today. Again, LegacyPMInvestments.com. So I want to start first on this Fox News poll that just came out showing Donald Trump 30 points ahead of Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, being considered as the biggest potential competitor, but it's not looking like it now. 54% to 24%. You know, a lot of this is because of the simple reason that it looks like Bragg is still trying to come forward with charges against the former president, indict him, arrest him. And you know, that just, as I told you, just doesn't play well with the public. The thinking is that this is an extremely thin case and really shouldn't be brought. And thus, it's being done for political reasons and political reasons only. Well, that's the kind of thing that plays directly into Americans' fears. Americans are always worried that the establishment, so to speak, is working against the average person. And in this case, they're going to say, wait a second, that's not fair. Why would you do that? That feels very banana republic-like. We don't want to be like that. America doesn't want to be like that. And consequently, you're seeing a huge uptick in Donald Trump's poll numbers. 54% now to Ron DeSantis's 24%. Last month, it was 43% Trump, 28% DeSantis. So he really is pulling ahead. I've said all along, I really do think that Ron DeSantis, while he may have a ton of potential long term in the party, he really kind of needs to find his footing. He needs to find out who he is. Not be a carbon copy, not be a Donald Trump 2.0, but be his own person. And what Donald Trump had going for him in 2016, I think still has going for him in so many ways, is that he understands some of the economic policy, some of the foreign policy that's really and truly going to matter to the country. And he came at things from a very different perspective. I suspect Ron DeSantis in his own way does as well, only in that the guy's a pretty educated guy, you know, Yale, Harvard, the whole nine yards. But none of that's really coming through. And so he's kind of zoned in and honed in on all these social issues that have been popular with the Donald Trump base. But he's not doing anything to create his own Ron DeSantis base. So I suspect as we get closer and closer to 24, he's going to look entirely different and will either rise to the occasion and figure out who he is, or he's really going to start to suffer. Again, 54% to 24%. So Donald Trump really way out in front in the lead right now, including in the Real Clear Politics poll. Just to look through some of the other candidates, Mike Pence looking at 6%, Liz Cheney, who hasn't announced yet, around 3%, Nikki Haley at 3%. Nikki Haley may be trying to campaign for that VP spot to Donald Trump should he get the nomination. But just an interesting poll to tell you about, and certainly verifies what I think so many of us really did think. And the Bragg indictment, if it comes forward, and that's a big if at this point, because I think it's adding up to, hey, we don't have much of a case here, will only solidify Donald Trump's position within the party and actually has a lot of crossover potential for people that maybe didn't like him and now say, well, wait a second, what the heck is going on? The story I wanted to mention is that TikTok, you know, that app that is said to be a Chinese spy app where the Chinese are not only mining data, important data from all of us via our cell devices, but are also doing what they can to divide us and to encourage the worst of society, if you would, in terms of behavior. Their algorithms are really some of the most egregious. There has been a lot of chatter about banning TikTok, which for national security reasons is probably pretty darn important. I mean, when the federal government tells all of its employees, look, you can't be on TikTok, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. But do you know you have the likes of three major Democrats, perhaps the most high-profile one being a guy named David Plouffe, who ran Obama's campaign? David Plouffe was getting paid by TikTok, this is all behind the scenes, to prepare the CEO for those hearings. Boy, was he smooth, right? He was so smooth, except so smooth he actually said something super idiotic, which was that no country controls TikTok. You're kidding me, right? Because you see, TikTok is part of ByteDance. ByteDance is a Chinese company, and you do not exist. Let me emphasize this. You do not exist in China as a company unless the CCP has a thing or two to say about you. I mean, where's Jack Ma lately? Have you seen Jack Ma? The Alibaba CEO, you know, he disappeared for months after he criticized the government. You can't do that. You do ultimately work for the CCP if you're a company in China. It's why they don't fully have true capitalism. You can't have, in my view, real capitalism without having freedom. And they don't have freedom there. So you've got the CCP actually working very aggressively against the United States from within. They're inside our devices. They are inside our culture. Who needs Fang Fang when you've got TikTok? And David Plouffe is cashing the checks and making the money and, frankly, treasonous in his behavior in that he would be coaching this guy and trying to help TikTok stay in America. I think one of the reasons you're having so much tragedy right now is, in fact, because of some of these algorithms on social media sites, specifically like TikTok. Look at the horrible situation that we saw in Tennessee. It's really heartbreaking, and I feel for the families, and I'm horrified by it. But what I'm most shocked by is the willingness to engage in violent tactics if someone doesn't agree with you. I suspect that this is encouraged in many ways by this TikTok genre that feeds people this garbage. Let me share with you what was said on Twitter by the top aide to the Arizona governor, Katie Hobbs. This is just unbelievable. The woman had to resign over it. But the idea that somebody like this is even in politics, I think, is what is most scary. Jocelyn Berry, she was the press secretary for Katie Hobbs. She tweeted a meme on Monday earlier this week that featured a character from the 1980 film Gloria wielding a gun in each hand alongside the text, quote, "Us when we see transphobes." So what this effectively was suggesting was that it was okay to have guns and point them at people that are uncomfortable with transgenders? I mean, how bizarre, how insane is something like this? And she did this just hours, of course, after that horrific shooting at that school in Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, this is really uncalled for, and I think actually gives you a special kind of insight into the minds of some of these Democrats right now that have become so extreme, and you know, they're all worked up about the extreme right. Let me tell you, there is an extreme left out there that thinks somehow violence is the answer to someone disagreeing with your way of thought. Think about it. This person was actually responsible for all the press for the governor of Arizona. Governor Hobbs had to come out, Democrat, with a statement saying, and I quote, "The governor does not condone violence in any form. This administration holds mutual respect at the forefront of how we engage with one another." Yeah, right. Then what was she doing employing a person like this? It goes on, quote, "The post by the press secretary is not reflective of the values of the administration. The governor has received and accepted the resignation of the press secretary." Unbelievable. I mean, but this points to, yet again, where we are as a society, where it's okay somehow in the minds of some of these extremists on the left to use violence if a group of people don't agree with your way of thought. I mean, this is getting really bizarre, folks. But I, again, get back to the kind of climate and state we're in. And I do believe that TikTok and its algorithms contribute to this, which is why I'm so horrified that Obama's former campaign manager is there taking a paycheck from the Chinese, trying to allow this spy app to continue in our country. News today that it's finally dawning on Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, that we got a little bit of a regional bank problem. And you know what? We may just wind up with, I don't know, a handful of banks, because we have two different standards, like a two-tiered banking system. Regionals had to go by one set of rules. The big guys went by another set of rules. Major, major flaw, major problem. And consequently, you're seeing a lot of migration of money out of the regionals, which is expected to happen, into the bigger guys. The upshot of that is going to be fewer banks and thus more of a monopoly in this sector, more control, frankly, by the federal government. And people are obviously, logically, a little bit more fearful of that. A good entry point for us to just remind you that one of our key sponsors happens to be Legacy Precious Metals, which sells gold and silver. You can go to legacypminvestments.com for more information to sign up for a free guide to investing in gold, or you can call them at 1-866-589-0560, 1-866-589-0560. The long-term trajectory, I've said this for a while, it is not healthy for the U.S. in terms of our economic fundamentals. We are spending way more than we make, and that is not going to change. There is no serious effort by any side, really, on either side of the aisle, to help bring our costs under control. And this is one of the reasons why gold is, over the long term, considered one of those investments that might be able to help you hedge the value of your dollar. Make sure that you have some protection in terms of the purchasing power for your dollars in the future. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more information, 1-866-589-0560. Now, by the way, I'm not kidding when I say that the long-term financial health of the country is in jeopardy. You have probably heard all about San Francisco's efforts to give $5 million to every Black resident of San Francisco if they were a descendant of slaves. And by the way, that's not enough. They actually want more. The thinking now is it needs to be closer to $8 million per person, plus a stipend, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. The entire amount of money that they want to do this actually is much more money than they even have for their entire budget. So it's pie in the sky stuff, I guess, until it isn't, right? Because what do these politicians care? It's not their money. It's yours, and it's your kids, and it's your grandkids' money. Now, the United States of America, according to an exclusive report in the Wall Street Journal, is also getting more and more serious about doing this on a national level. The United States is considering asking Black Americans on a census if they are descendants of slaves, because this would help to quantify how much money the government believes they must pay out to every Black American. This is just getting kind of downright crazy. I mean, I don't know how else you want to talk about this. We don't have money right now, even for Social Security. Like, Social Security is running out of money. We are so far in the hole as a nation. We've got a banking crisis going on, but San Francisco thinks you can give out, well, the number was $5 million. Now they're looking at closer to $8 million for every Black American there that's a descendant of slaves. And now the United States government is taking a close look at it, saying, well, maybe we can get people to tell us on the census whether they are a descendant of a slave, and therefore we can quantify how much money we're going to owe them. I'd like to know, by the way, how you're going to prove that you're a descendant. This is honestly just insane stuff. But you know what this really is? This is a form of socialism. And that's what we have been creeping closer and closer and closer to. This is what I've warned against. When I say we are getting very banana republic-like, I'm not kidding. It's on every single level, because this is the kind of stuff that you would expect maybe in Venezuela, not in the United States of America. The United States of America, you know, we cannot guarantee outcomes, but we ought to be able to do a better job at guaranteeing opportunity. Therefore, forget the $5 million or $8 million, whatever you want. Go and fix the darn school system. Go get rid of these lousy politicians. Here, Chicago, for finally getting rid of Lori Lightfoot and her insanity. Go fix the police so you actually have safety on the streets. There's so many things that you can do. The idea of handouts, that is fundamentally un-American, and it is wrong, right? I think even Fluffy agrees with that. My dog Fluffy, you know how much I love Fluffy. I am a huge dog lover. Now, I wasn't always this way. Full disclosure, I was actually afraid of dogs, which is probably why I wound up with a little teeny tiny one. But he has totally changed my outlook on dogs. And I love this little guy so much, which is why I want him to be healthy. And it's why I want every dog right now to be healthy. And it's why I have teamed up with Dr. Dennis Black. Dr. Dennis Black, he's a naturopathic doctor, is the creator of Rough Greens. This is a supplement that you can give to your dog right on. I just put it right on top of Fluffy's food every day. You put it right on top of the food, and you know, ensuring that your dog, in my case, Fluffy, is getting the vitamins, the probiotic, the digestive enzymes, all the things that he needs to have an energetic and healthy, long, hopefully very, very long life. So Dr. Dennis Black, his Rough Greens, it is the sort of, I would say, the magic sauce, the special sauce that helps the food taste good and allows you, as I was going to say, a parent, parent, not really a parent, but as a dog owner, to know that your dog is getting exactly what he or she needs. Dr. Black has a special offer right now for friends of this program. You can go to roughgreens, ruffgreens.com/Trish, to get your free Jumpstart trial bag. All you have to do is pay for shipping. Go again to rough, ruffgreens.com/Trish. Give it a shot. See how your dog responds to it. Look, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And I do think while we are seeing a little bit of improvement in the stock market right now, we are still looking at some challenging times ahead. Disney announcing, 7,000 layoffs. You had 10,000 over it. Facebook, you have layoffs to thousands at Amazon. In other words, the media, the tech sort of darlings of the world are coming to this realization that you may not have a strong economy. And I am in that camp. I think that we are still going to be heading for some challenging times. Part of it is my concern and fear about the long-term fundamentals, but also just in the short term, I'm not sure how the Fed is really going to pull this off. We do have inflation. It is insane inflation. Do you know? Oh, this is great. I was actually at Denny's the other day in Florida. And I couldn't believe it. Do you know how much the Grand Slam is? I mean, it blew me away because I don't know. I guess maybe it's been a while since I've been to a Denny's. It was like $2.99 when I was a kid. Maybe at some point it went up to $3.99. $14.99 for your Grand Slam at Denny's. Now, if that's not inflation, I don't know what is. So this is going to be really hard for the Fed to finesse its way out of this one. You cannot be in a rising interest rate environment without suffering a slowdown in the economy. You cannot say, as they have said, okay, we're going to put everything on hold. We're going to put it all on hold because we're concerned about this banking sector, and then not have more inflation. So they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. But it all comes back to they should have been a whole lot smarter about this stuff in the beginning. Now, shouldn't they have, right? They should have been listening to this podcast, as I hope you have been. If you haven't, make sure that you do sign up so you get this every single day. Go over to my website, trishintel.com. Trishintel.com. You can sign up for my free newsletter and download this podcast. Make sure you've gone to Apple Podcasts or over to Spotify Podcast. Give it 5 stars. Make sure you're downloading it. I am here every day. It's really important because we need to ensure that the truth is being told. And that's a very, very hard thing to do right now. So do your part. I thank you for that, and I'll see you tomorrow.